I'm not lost. Bran did not like the way the strangers were looking at him. He counted four, but when he turned his head, he saw two others behind him. My brother rode off just a moment ago, and my guard will be here shortly. Your guard, is it? The second man said. Grey stubble covered his gaunt face. And what would they be guarding, my little lord? Is that a silver pin I see on your cloak? Pretty, said a woman's voice. She scarcely looked like a woman, tall and lean, with the same hard face as the others, her hair hidden beneath a bowl-shaped half-helm. The spear she held was 8 feet of black oak, tipped in rusted steel. Let's have a look, said the big bald man. Bran watched him anxiously. The man's clothes were filthy, fallen almost to pieces, patched here with brown, and here with blue, and there with a dark green, and faded everywhere to grey. But once the cloak might have been black. The grey stubbly man wore black rags, too, he saw with a sudden start. Suddenly Bran remembered the oath-breaker his father had beheaded. The day they had found the wolf-pups, that man had worn black as well, and father said he had been a deserter from the night's watch. No man is more dangerous, he remembered Lord Eddard saying. The deserter knows his life is forfeit if he is taken, so he will not flinch from any crime, no matter how vile or cruel.